because of the things that go through my mind, I sometimes sit here thinking that I really am a voice in the wilderness. And I wonder if I'm actually hearing what God's heart is saying. And then almost invariably I'll open something up and there it is. Maybe 50 years ago, God's saying the same thing. And I open up this morning of something of Tozer's, and my point of reference was the fact that I feel that many, many beautiful Christian believers today simply just follow what is the most recent and popular fad in the Christian walk without ever exploring it for themselves. So what do I see from Tozer? A French naturalist told of his starting a number of army worms around the rim of a jar. They followed each other blindly for days, each one dimly seeing the one ahead of him and following without question. After days of getting nowhere, they began one at a time to fall off the edge of the jar and perish. Evangelical leaders like these army worms have for decades been following each other around the rim of their own little jars, each one afraid to step aside or hunt any new direction for himself, each slavishly following the other. The remedy, he says, is to go back to the scriptures and seek it out for yourself. Be like a Berean, search the scriptures. But I find largely people are really like Israel, all after the signs and the wonders and the what God is doing rather than God himself. Moses knew God's ways. The Israelites knew his works. I wonder which one you are this morning. Are you a ways or a works person? And if you're a works person, would you consider the scripture that says, O Lord, teach me your ways, show me your paths, teach me your way? Isn't it time to raise our God consciousness, not by looking at the signs and wonders which show he's there, but start looking for him? Him. It's about him. He's the one you're going to spend eternity with. The signs and the wonders follow automatically if he's there. Have we perhaps got the cart before the horse? It's just something for you to think about these days. That's just something for you to think about. God bless you.